Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. How are you today? Today is Saturday, October 18th, and I thank you so much for listening in to today's episode of In the Spirit on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Tafle Naioni, also known to some as Shirley. Before I begin the show today, I'd like to first take a moment and give a shout out to my diva sister here on Blog Talk Radio, Mrs. Beverly Mahoney. She is also the founder of Baby Boomer Diva. And last week, she hosted a business workshop here in Durham, North Carolina at the Carolina Theater. It was well attended, and one of the panelists at that event was Bernadette Stanners, who you also know as Thelma on the television program Good Time. Thelma spoke a little bit about how she dealt with transition in her life, and she also shared a poem that she reflected on that journey. So I'd like to give a shout out to, again, my sister Beverly Mahoney, and let her know what an excellent job she did. And then also last week, if you tuned in last week, I'm sure you had a wonderful time with our special guest, Dr. Al Dwan Tart. Oh, my goodness, what a show that was. And he gave us such great advice on how to develop a wife mindset while we're out there dating, ladies. So we had such a lively discussion that it continued in the chat room at least a half hour after the show ended. So I'd like to suggest to you, ladies, if you haven't purchased a book, you can still do so. You can visit Dr. Tart's website at drtart.com or go to amazon.com and purchase the book that's entitled The Ring Formula, How to Marry Mr. Right. So if you haven't gotten that book, it is definitely a must-have for those single women out there. And I'm included, and I have my copy. And I'm telling you, if you only get it, it's some questions in there. It's about 36 questions in that book that you need to be asking these guys that you're dating with, because that will eliminate a lot of heartache, and it will eliminate a lot of wasted time that we spend in relationships that are headed nowhere. And if you want to be married, you need to know what it takes from a male perspective to achieve that goal. So again, I suggest that you purchase the book, The Ring Formula, How to Marry Mr. Right. And I want to thank our special guest last week, Dr. Al Dwan Tart, and I'm looking forward to having him on the show again. So Dr. Tart, here's to you. A few weeks ago, I started talking about Bible prophecy being fulfilled in our time, and especially the establishment of order and the $700 billion bailout possibly setting things in motion as a move toward adopting single currency, among other things. But if you've been paying attention to the news lately, there has been brief accounts of the financial crisis that is now coming to light about the European countries. And in their banking community, they're having all kinds of financial problems too. I believe we are definitely going to witness a consolidation of the European government, which would signify the birth of the Roman Empire as outlined in the book of Daniel. This topic is so vast, it's virtually impossible to cover one aspect of it without delving into other areas. But I'll say this, that even though there is signs that Bible prophecy is being fulfilled in our lifetime, we've got to always keep in the forefront of our consciousness that no matter what is happening in the world today, God is definitely in control. So as long as we walk in the Spirit, we got to be comforted that no weapons that are formed against us shall prosper. And in Romans 8:35, it begs the question, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress, persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or the sword? Hopefully you can answer nothing, no, to all of those questions. And in the process, we always have to remember our relationship with Christ and work on building that up so that we can reflect the light of God into a world that's so disillusioned and weary and looking for an answer outside of what they're getting in this physical realm. And so with that said, I'd like to go into today's topic. Who is co-piloting your life? Is God the co-pilot or the pilot of your life? You know, we may have stumbled, but we're not defeated. So we need to stay encouraged and associate ourselves with encouraging people and encourage ourselves. And a lot of times we have to do that. God wants. So no situation that we face is ever hopeless. We are co-creators with the God of this universe, the God who created the earth and the fullness thereof. And Psalms 37:24 reminds us, though we fall, we should not be cast down. Why? Because the Lord holds us up with his hand. He upholds in his hand. And in Psalms 40, it reads that he brought me up out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock and established my goings. Look over your life. Look at what the Lord has brought you through and where you are today. We have to give him glory and honor for every aspect of our lives, no matter how good or how bad, in everything. We have to glorify and praise and lift up his glorious and mighty name. And this is a powerful statement, Psalms 40. God saved us from our miserable lifestyles. He stabilized us, and he established a direction for us to follow. But don't misunderstand what David is saying. What was he really saying in that Psalms? He didn't just sit around and wait for a huge hand to drop out of the sky and clean up his mess and pick him up and put him on a solid foundation and then draw a line for him to follow. And I think sometimes we have a tendency to do that. We sit around and we say, well, God's going to take care of this, God's going to do that. And to me, that's an excuse for us not to take the action that we know we're supposed to take to get out of that situation. And then when God doesn't move that mountain, we get disappointed. We get disillusioned. And we say, well, God doesn't love us. He doesn't care. Or where is God? God's not real. But God has given us the power. He put the power inside of each and every one of us. And if we don't tap into that power, then we are ineffective. We do become lazy. We do become hopeless, and we give up. So like I said earlier, tap into those resources that you have. Use people. Encourage yourself. Stay in the Word of God and let the Holy Spirit guide and direct your path. The other day, I was channel surfing and stopped on a cartoon which was called, I think the name of it was Dora. And this is my first time seeing this broadcast, although I've heard kids and parents mentioning this Dora character who was popular a while ago. And on this particular episode, she was in Africa passing out these friendship bracelets. And at the end of her mission, she turned and faced the audience, the television audience, and said, now, where will we go next? And she paused, and I'd like to recognize a guest who just entered the chat room. Thank you so much for visiting us. And so once she said that, in the next scene on the television screen, it popped up four squares. And Dora said, well, We went there, and each square was a different location, a different country, or an adventure. So she said, well, we went there, and now we're here in this adventure, so where will we go next? And so the arrow popped up on the screen again and clicked on the third square, which was some exotic location. And then Doris said, gee, that looks so far away. How are we going to get there? And then the next thing you knew, this hot air balloon floated onto the screen, and then Dora and her entourage got on, and then they got off, and they went, well, wherever, you know, they were going. Well, we know in reality we can't just speak and click on some television screen icon and expect God to manifest everything that we want in 2 seconds or less. And I think sometimes people have that image of God, that he's just either a genie in a bottle, you rub it and hocus pocus, you know, whatever we want is going to happen without us taking the steps necessary. And then when it doesn't happen the way we want to or as quickly as we'd like it to, you know, then we want to take control. Well, God didn't do this, so I need to do this or I need to do that. And a lot of times we're out of order or we're out of the order that God has for the divine order that God has for our life for certain things to manifest. But we do at some point have to get off our butts and get into action. And once we follow the leading of the Holy Spirit, then we'll be prosperous and have success. If God is in control of our lives, if God is in the driver's seat of our lives, then we let the Holy Spirit lead us. We let the Holy Spirit drive the direction of our lives and where we're supposed to go, how we're supposed to do it, and when we're supposed to do it. But if God is in a passenger seat, if he's the co-pilot, and we're in a driver's seat, then we're doing what we want to do, because this is all I know. How to do this. I want to do it my way. You know, I have to look out for me because nobody else is looking out for me. So this is what I want. I want it now. And if I don't get it, then we have our little temper tantrums. So who is in the driver's seat of your life? Is God in control? If he's in control, then we'll see some manifestations in your life. We'll see old habits starting to fall away. We'll see things, situations changing in our lives. We'll see us developing new habits and attitudes. Our words will be different. Our vocabulary will change. Our conversations will change. The things that we focus on in life will change. And everything that we do will glorify God. However, if God is not in control, he's not in the driver's side, seat, and we've relegated him to being the co-pilot, then don't be surprised when we have all kind of confusion and chaos happening in our lives, when we're lost and don't know what to do and don't know what direction to head. We're faced with situations we can't resolve, we don't know how to deal with. We get discombobulated, we get easily distracted. That's because we're trying to run the show, so to speak. So again, think about it. Think about how your life is right now. And, you know, it's easy to sit up in church every Sunday and talk the talk, and, you know, you have all the right rhetoric, all the Christian rhetoric. But what is your life like Monday through Sunday, even up until you get out of church, even before you go to church? We have to take a look at those things, and we definitely have to put forth the effort to make the changes, deliberately decide that I am tired of the way my life is now. You definitely want something better for your life. Are you willing to put in the work necessary to bring about those changes and put in the work deliberately? You know what your life is like. You know what you're dealing with every day. You know what God has put in your heart to do. If you say that you're a follower of Christ, that you want your life to glorify and represent what God is about, is that just words or are you sincere? If you are sincere, then God is definitely in the driver's seat of your life. And you're in the passenger side. You are the co-pilot following the direction and the instructions that's outlined in the Bible so that you can change the course of your life to head in a direction that glorifies God in every area of your life. We accept God into our lives, we get saved, and we have a lot of baggage, we have a lot of issues that we're dealing with. And I have a caller on the line. I have a caller from this 919 area code here in Durham. Thank you for calling into the show. Who am I speaking to?
Yes, my dear.
Hello?
This is Dr. Aish from Raleigh, North Carolina. Greeting and from Pay It Forward to Four. Thank you.
Thank you for calling in. Did you have a comment or something that you'd like to say?
Yes. I mean, I'm on mission with what you just said about that you are the church. And
absolutely.
So you don't have to go anywhere. You have to take care of yourself. And your temple, your health, is the church. So
yes.
By taking care of your temple, you're taking care of your church. You're taking care of yourself. You'll be able to take care of what you want to take care of after you take care of your temple. So
absolutely.
So by doing that, I commend you for that wonderful message you just mentioned a few minutes ago.
Well, thank you so much. And you are absolutely right.
I'm not a medical doctor, dear. I'm a homeopathy doctor. So I teach people how to heal their temple. They're in a homeopathic, a holistic, with home remedies, natural healings. So.
Right, and that's an issue that I'm going to be dealing with on another show. But what you were saying about taking care of the temple and that we are the church, that is absolutely right, because I think a lot of people place too much emphasis on the church building, and God is inside of each one of us. We are the temple of God, and he dwells inside of each one of us, and his word says where two or three are gathered together in his name, he's there in the midst. So it's not so much about the church building. It's about us building up the Christ that's inside of us and developing and maintaining that personal relationship with the Spirit of God that's inside of all of us. And
yeah.
Thank you so much for calling.
What I put together with my partner is a personal development 32-days action plan based on the universal law of attraction, which is basically give you the opportunity to visualize what you want to be in life for 32 days,
and that's an important point also, because Christ tells us as we think in our hearts, so we are. And I'm definitely interested in hearing more about that program that you put together. So why don't you go ahead and email me that information, and we can talk later on about that. And maybe I'll even have you on the show
to give you some time
to talk about the program.
Yeah, I would be honored to do that. But what I'm asking people who are interested to know about Action Plan B is to send me an email and request Action Plan B and provide...
Okay, sir, okay, again, see, we have to do things decently and in order as well. Okay, now I just suggested that you email me that information and we can talk about it further, but this is not the time to go into all that right now, because our topic, I'd like to continue with my lesson for today. Okay, so if you finish making your comments about that particular issue, then I'm going to let you go now, and so you can forward me the information about your program as well, okay?
Okay.
Okay, thank you so much for calling.
You're welcome.
And I do appreciate him calling and participating in today's show and providing that information, and hopefully he will send me an email, because that is an interesting topic, and I'm sure the program that he's put together will be beneficial to those who are interested. So thank you for that call. So when we tune into the kingdom of God, the Spirit of God inside of us directs our path. But we've got to trust him with all our heart and not rely on what we think we know from our own experiences. That is most definitely hard for some of us to do. But I think once we realize that things have got to change in our lives, the hard part is making up our mind to change those things, especially in light of everything that's going on with the world, everything that's going on with today's economy. We have got to strengthen our relationship with Christ more than anything. And also, once we straightened out our lives and changed some of the negative things in our lives, we need to help other people do the same thing. We have to be effective witnesses in the times that we're facing right now with all the economic and financial crises that are going on, not only with the banking industries, but a lot of us common folks are feeling the impact of that as well. But us who are Christians, who are followers of Christ, have to be example to those who are concerned about what's happening in the world today. And the only way we can do that, the only way that we can be effective witnesses for Christ is that we have to get ourselves together first. You know, Christ talks about in Matthew 7 that he didn't come for the righteous. He came for those who are sick and who are filled with sin. So, and it also talks about we have to get the beam out of our own eyes before we can help somebody else. So we have to deal with our sin issues, regardless of if they're sins of the flesh, if they're sins of the things that we think about, if they're sins because we say things that we shouldn't be saying. We have got to get control over those areas in our lives that are keeping us from moving to the next level in Christ. Because the whole purpose of this whole thing is to win souls for Christ. We have got to show people that regardless of what's happening in the world, that God Almighty is our force. And if we follow him, we don't have to be afraid of the terror by night and the arrows that are flying around by day. Once they see us coming out of and taking off the sin, coming out of the world, not looking worldly, but being godly and exemplifying God in our lives, they'll be drawn to us. They'll see the light. They'll see the difference. They'll see the change in our lives. And then they'll want to know, well, what's different about you? What are you doing? Where am I missing it? And we can, and then we can lead them to Christ. Then we can be effective witnesses for Christ. So we, when we avow God in everything we do, then again, he'll direct our path. We have to admit that we aren't capable of turning from our non-productive lifestyles, that we have to yield to the Spirit of God. And once we do, we become the co-pilots with him on our road to destiny. And God is the pilot of our lives. The Holy Spirit dictates, and we implement the action. We're God's body on this earth, and the Holy Spirit leads us and directs us. He'll use our body, and our body is what carries out the action to bring the manifestation of the things that the Holy Spirit is dictating and leading us to do. So how do we let the Spirit of God direct our lives? We do it by listening to the still small voice that's inside of us. The more of the self that we let go of, the more of God will be revealed to us. And let me say that again. The more of ourselves, the more of those habits, the more of those attitudes, the more of those behaviors that we let go of, the more of God can be revealed in us. The more that we hearken to the voice of God, the louder that voice becomes, and it becomes easier for us to follow that voice. And I'd like to thank Zach and Angela for joining me in the chat room. I appreciate your presence today. So listen to those little voices. When we, even though at times it seems foreign to us what that voice is telling us to do because we're so used to being in the driver's seat. But once we yield to that voice of God, the louder it will become and the more natural it will be for us to hear from God. And another thing I'd like to warn, though, because, you know, we get so distracted sometimes and it's easy to think that we heard something, God will always confirm his word. And if you're not sure about something that you think the Holy Spirit is telling you, wait on the Lord. And be of good courage and know that he will confirm his word somehow. He will let you know, yes, my child, this is what I want you to do. It can come through a stranger walking up to you saying whatever that voice, whatever that instruction that God gave you. You go to church that Sunday and a preacher will be talking right to you. Or you could hear, you could be flipping through the radio channels and the Holy Spirit will say, stop there. And that minister will be confirming that word that God has placed in your heart. So in the act of being obedient, we follow and we do what that voice of God dictates. Hebrews 3:7 tells us, today, if you will hear his voice, do not harden your hearts. We also connect to God by abiding in the scriptures. We have got, and I emphasize this all the time, we have got to stay in of God every day. That is our connection. That is our spiritual connection to the Spirit of God. Just like some people might start by reading the newspaper, you make a habit of getting up every day reading the newspaper. That's bad. It's full of bad news. Believers should start their day by reading the Word of God, the good news of the Word of God. Why would you want to fill your mind with all the stuff, the mess, the junk that's going on? And I don't need to wake up every morning and find out who got murdered or who got killed or, you know, all that. I don't need that stuff in my mind. I wake up every morning reading the Word of God, and if I don't have time to read because I'm rushing or whatever, I put in a CD. I have the audio book of the Bible, the entire Bible. I'll put in a CD and listen to that to start my day. I have about 2 minutes left on the show. I didn't give out the number to call in. If you want to call in and get a word in, the number to call in is 646-716-5180. You're listening to In the Spirit on Blog Talk Radio, and I am your host, Tafwe Naomi. And for those who have asked, Tafwe, I love that name. That is my chosen name. And we know God is in the name-changing business. I was just reading in, Isaiah. I was reading something about Jacob, actually. It was something I was reading about Jacob, but God changed his name to Israel. God is in the name-changing business. My name, my chosen name, God started dealing with me about changing my name back in 2000. I didn't really adopt the name until a couple of years later, but Tafwe means glory to God, to appreciate God, and that's how I try to exemplify my life in every area, to glorify God, and I most definitely appreciate God for everything that he has done in my life, for giving me this day and the opportunity to come and share his word with you on Blog Talk Radio. I was just reminded I have a little less than a minute left to go. I'd like to thank you all for joining, for listening into the show today, and for listening to previous shows, going into the archives. I thank you for the time that you've shared with me today. I'm going to end the show now, and I look forward to coming back again next week and sharing the Word of God with you. This is Tafwe Naomi, and you're listening to In the Spirit on Blog Talk Radio. And this goes out to my friends who visited in the chat room, Angela and